Thanks for tuning into Digital Skills Mastery Lab podcast. This episode is all about the importance of digital customer experience. We'll be discussing the importance of creating a digital customer experience and how to create an excellent digital customer experience strategy that will delight your customers. By carefully following the advice in this episode, your customers will have positive experiences while interacting with your businesses online. Before we start discussing great digital customer experience, let us take a moment to review what bad customer service is. It will be helpful for us to remember this definition in order not to give our brand the negative reputation of being bad at customer service. What exactly is bad customer service? It can be summed up as when a business fails to meet customers' expectations. These expectations could be related to the quality of service you are offering, how quickly it is being delivered, or if customers feel understood or appreciated. Factors that can negatively affect customer service include inefficient staff who don't respond in real time, difficulty understanding what the customers want, and poor treatment from support personnel. Bad service can damage relationships with current customers as well as alienate potential new ones. This ultimately has a negative financial impact on any organization. So you must try as much as you can to avoid it. It can be avoided. And it should be an integral part of the goals of an organization that wants to enjoy long-term loyalty from customers to avoid bad service. Bad customer service can lead to dissatisfaction among clients and a negative customer experience. This could have adverse effects on business, such as less loyalty from customers. Some key elements of poor customer service include requiring multiple touch points in order to resolve issues, providing wrong or inaccurate information, charging unreasonable fees, and using scripted responses instead of genuine communication with your customers. These factors can contribute to increased churn rate and decreased customer loyalty. It is important for businesses to ensure that their customer service is effective in order to keep clients happy and loyal. Now let's discuss the importance of great customer experience. You need to have a solid online presence in order to create excellent digital customer experience. Providing very good customer service is crucial in creating positive word-of-mouth buzz among consumers. If you are able to do this correctly, customers will be more willing to refer friends or family members to your brand. They will not hesitate to do it for you, and you don't have to spoil them. But in this connected age, having a website that is easy to use and look professional is no longer sufficient in creating a digital customer experience that is highly engaging. Let's take a look at the definition of digital customer experience. What exactly is digital customer experience? It can be referred to the total online interactions the customer has with your brand. Consumers most times interact more with a website or an app. You have to as well be conscious of other channels of interaction, such as email, social media, and live chat. They play a very important role in how customers assess your brand and ensuring that all data experiences are positive and relevant for customers is key in creating an engaging brand image. A shorter form of the term digital customer experience is called digital CX. Now let's take a dive into the big question. How do I create a great customer experience? How do I really go about this? In order to achieve extraordinary online user experience, you must pay attention to customer touch points such as social media, company events, digital marketing content, customer support channel, customer loyalty programs, self-service resources, and many more. They all play key roles in how brands are being perceived. Creating an exciting online experience is now increasingly important, especially when it comes to satisfying the specific needs and expectations of your target audience. When it has to do with customer satisfaction, seamless digital experience is really important. A good customer service strategy can help you use existing technologies in new ways to create better customer experience and also explore the use of new technologies for optimal customer experience. In order to create a great customer experience, it is important to understand how digital interactions are impacting customer experience. Customer experience is the impression customers have of your brand throughout their entire journey with you, from interactions they have with people and product to how easy or difficult it is for them to do what they want within your site or app. There are some simple practices you can adopt that will improve the overall digital CX at your company. We'll take a look at five of these in this episode. The first is know your audience. Understanding who your audience is will help you create a digital experience that pleases them. A good way to do this is by using a buyer persona. If your business is service-based, you still need to have a good understanding of who are your clients and why they are interested in your services. Buyer personas can provide valuable insight into the people who are purchasing from you and why they may choose to do so. A buyer persona is simply a fictional representation of a company's ideal customer. It is based on research and data about existing and potential customers and provides a vivid picture of who the customer is, what they do, what their motivations are. Ensure that you have a good understanding of your customer journey so your website and app can cater to the specific needs of your target audience. For example, when a potential customer visits your website or app, what goals are they hoping to accomplish? Mapping out the customer's desired experience will help you make better decisions about which digital touch points are most important for these customers. The next is create an omni-channel customer experience. When you create an omni-channel experience, you are allowing customers more ways to communicate with you. This is very good for business. They can use the medium they are most comfortable with without feeling pressured to use an interface that might not be favorable to them. Additionally, potential customers appreciate this approach because it allows them to feel like they are part of the conversation and helps them form relationship with businesses in a way that feels natural. Omnichannel customer experience management ensures that all channels you use to communicate with your customers are communicating correctly and in a seamless way, making it easier for users to find and interact with your content. And pay detailed attention to mobile experiences. It is very important to make sure your website or app is mobile friendly if you want people to use it on their smartphones. This way, customers can compare companies while they are shopping and the interface will adjust automatically depending on how big the screen is. It has a high tendency to affect user experience and makes it much easier to browse through your content. There are lots of benefits attached to paying detailed attention to consumers' mobile experience. Then the next on our list is adopt analytics. The key to a successful data strategy is being ever vigilant in looking for new ways to improve your customers' experience. With the constantly evolving technology, it becomes easier and more practical to achieve this if you have monitoring tools in place. There are various software that can be used to track features and pages on a website frequented by customers. When utilized effectively, it can help improve areas where customers need excellent customer service experiences. There are free and paid options for tracking frequency of visitation to particular pages on the site, as well as other information that may help you take proactive measures in order to provide the best possible customer experience. You have to take full advantage of this. If you are using email as a digital marketing strategy, there are ways to better customize your outreach approach, and if your brand has a presence on social media, you can monitor brand sentiment and track engagement to optimize content. When you know how your customers are using your product and services, this information can help you improve the way your data customer experience strategy is handled. Lastly, collect feedback from your customers. Getting customer feedback is a great way to gather valuable data. You can design a survey asking customers after using your website or app to get it filled and include it in the questionnaire if they would recommend your website or app to their peers. A survey will give you an excellent overview of how your customers are reacting to your content. There are data gathering tools that you can use for effective data collection for analysis. Some of the popular tools include SurveySparrow, TeamScope, JotForm, FastField, Zonka Feedback, and Forms of Fire. This is clearly not an exhaustive list. Another easy way to determine how well customers are delighted using your data property is through the conduct of user testing. By surveying a select group of customers and asking them to probe your product's final details, you get valuable feedback on how they are liking it. This will give you an idea as to where else improvements may be needed before releasing the product for everyone. There are different types of user tests, but the most popular is usability testing. Usability test assesses how easy it is to use and navigate the product. Participants are asked to perform a simple task, then evaluated on their ability to get it completed. This helps your development team to see that the design or functionality of your product is working well for your users. Kindly keep an eye on the following trends that we are going to list out as you make plans for your digital customer experience. Smarter real-time data technology. This technology can help your entire organization respond quickly and serve up your product or services when your customers call for it. Voice technology such as smart speakers is also ready to take advantage of real-time data in order to serve customers more effectively, providing quick responses without waiting for someone else's response first. Be aware though that customers are also very open to exploring new ways of being personalized, so make sure you keep up with latest trends. The next is predictive analytics. While traditional data analysis looks at events that have already occurred, predictive analytics is a technique used to predict future events. This can be used in many different fields such as marketing and business. Predictive analytics relies on historical data to make predictions about likely outcomes. Using this information can help businesses plan better campaigns and determine what actions their customers might take. Customer data security is acquisition, use, storage, and protection. When it comes to data security, understanding and abiding by transparent policies is crucial. A single issue of mishandling or unauthorized access can cause a customer's trust in your organization to go bad. To make them feel more at ease with the personal information you collect, be as clear as possible about how the information will be used. Additionally, reassure customers that their data is safe and secure by constantly communicating updates on your policies. The next is personalization. Consumers are more likely to shop with brands who recognize them, remember past transactions, and provide relevant offerings and recommendations. Personalized content and curated commands are now a key part of customer experience, with brands required to provide relevant offerings in order to keep customers. This is important for brand loyalty as it creates positive associations between the company and the individual. And lastly, treat social media as a digital experience of its own. For a lot of brands, social media is an important part of their complete digital experience. With the rapid changes in technology, it is more important than ever for companies to be aware their customers are and interact with them in a genuine way. This helps create a positive customer journey that reflects the brand's values. One way to accomplish this goal is by creating a social media experience that feels like its own unique world. Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms offer users multiple ways to communicate and share information. As such, they need to be used carefully if brands want consumers to interact with them on this site. With the rise of social commerce, the customer journey can start and end on social media. For your brand to really stand out in this digital age, I would suggest you consider implementing a top-notch customer experience management strategy. This involves optimizing the customer experience when interacting with businesses over digital channels such as websites, mobile apps, and social media. Customer service, marketing, product development and analytics are all key elements of effective digital customer experience management strategy. Gathering customer feedback is essential for understanding their needs. Once these needs have been identified, it is important to utilize insights from customers in order to create customer-centric strategies. In order to provide an optimal digital customer experience, it is important to understand your customers and their needs. You should also create a feedback loop so that you can continuously improve the quality of your service. This is crucially important. Additionally, using analytics and data-driven insight will help you track customer behavior and preferences so that you can make informed decisions about how best to serve them. Customers expect smooth, consistent service online. If a company can't provide it, they risk losing customers to faster-growing competitors. This has been Digital Skills Mastery Lab. Thank you for listening all the way through. I appreciate you so much, and I hope that you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it into your business. If you have questions, kindly send a mail to digitalskillsmasterylab @gmail.com.